I am so glad that you have finally arrived at the fifth and final step to being able to recover from the symptoms of Parkinson's. You have persisted. There are those who have started listening to the five steps and for one reason or another stopped listening at the second step or perhaps the third or even perhaps the fourth. It was, you see, just too difficult to persist. What then is the fifth step to recovery? You guessed it. It's to persist. So the first step is to focus. The second is to materialize. The third is to stay on track. The fourth is to keep the faith. The fifth and the final crowning step of all five steps is to persist. It doesn't mean these steps have to be taken one at a time or in sequence. All combined together will assure you of being able to see a relief of symptoms in time. Perhaps not the time you had hoped for, but in time. This meditation today is all about strengthening your already strong sense of persistence. It's strong because you have now arrived at the final step. So, settle in, relax, find a comfortable place wherever that might be, sitting, lying down, leaning against a wall, sitting in a car, wherever you might be, just get cozily comfortable now and invite yourself to take a breath in, focusing in on the air as it brushes against the back of your throat and soothes the inner part of your lungs. And then focus on the air as it exits your body into the ethers of the universe. Breathing in and breathing out, focusing your attention really only on your breath. And as you do, bring your attention to whatever place in your body holds tension. Wherever you feel tightness, stress, or anxiety, and simply invite that tension or stress or anxiety in your body to dissipate. Now, no need to force, simply invite so that you can sink to the relaxed place you are at now into this delicious state of calmness, peace, and security. And I invite you to close your eyes, focusing your attention on your breath, continuing to relax all places in your body that hold tension, inviting your body to balance all of the many, many, many hormones that are interrelated and bound together in the same family. Breathing in and breathing out. Today, you will be taking a trip on a train. this particular train must travel on tracks over the top of a very, very, very tall mountain. A mountain that is as tall as you have ever seen in your life. You are now at the bottom of the mountain, and your fondest wish is to get to the other side of the mountain. That's the goal. It's clear to you. You are now focused on that goal. In your mind's eye, you have materialized what the other side looks like, and it is delicious. No worry about staying on track, because there really is only one track from the one side to the other side of the mountain. It is important to keep the faith that you'll successfully be able to travel all the way up and over the mountain to the other side. And of course, what counts here today is your persistence. Prepare for this trip, for you are, at this point, the only one taking this train trip. And put on your train everything that you need to take with you that you know you will need on the other side of the mountain. For it is unclear to you if you will ever be able to travel back. Maybe so, maybe not. But to be safe, you need to make sure and carry on this train all of the baggage that you believe is going to be essential for survival on the other side of the mountain. So now, please, in your imagination, collect together all of your belongings, all of your essentials, everything that is needed aside from people, for you cannot take people on this trip, just you. Gather together everything that is essential for you to have when you arrive and begin living on the other side of the mountain. Do that now. In your imagination, make sure that you place everything that will be essential on the train. There is plenty of room, and if you need to add cars, no problem, please do that. Could be furniture is needed, could be vehicles, doesn't really matter. Just make sure that you place on your train whatever is essential and necessary for you when you arrive on the other side of the mountain. Do that now in your imagination. Make a quick mental check to make sure that you haven't forgotten anything. Passport, toothbrush, camera. Remember everything you might need and make sure that you put it on the train, because after it starts up the mountain, there's no turning back. It's now time for the train to depart from the home station. Say goodbye to whoever you need to say goodbye to. for this is a journey only for you today. And please walk up the four steps of the train as you step onto the fifth and final landing. The door is shut for you, for the conductor is there to assist in any way necessary. Find a comfortable seat, knowing that all of your belongings are safe. And now, the train departs. Feel free to say goodbye to your friends and family and loved ones, all of those who are waving you goodbye and wishing you well on your journey. Hoping to see you soon, as you are hoping to see them soon. This train is a very special train because it is a steam engine. It uses very natural power of sorts, and so you can hear the chug-chug of the engine, and you can even smell the smell of the steam as this train begins to zigzag from left to right to left to right across very, very tall forests, slowly chugging its way up the mountain. The engineer of this train, who is very skilled in every respect, pumps more and more wood so that there's plenty of power for this steam engine to take you and all of your essential belongings all the way up to the top and over to the other side. Smelling the steam, hearing the clank of the train running over the tracks, watching the deer and the squirrels and the beaver who are collecting, as beavers do, materials for a dam over the most gorgeous green-colored lake that you are now passing. Right at about half of the hill of the mountain, look at the glitter on this lake and the seductive nature of the color of this water, which comes from the glaciers that are housed higher up. What a divine sight this is as you chug along up the mountain, higher and higher and higher. Push your window down a bit and listen to the birds. Listen to the sound of the coyote. Look at the marks on the tree, which are the marks of a bear that has crawled up this tree to the top so that she could have a good vantage point down. The train then chugs up the mountain little by little, going a bit slower, for the mountain is now getting steeper, and the train is beginning to struggle. You can tell that by the slowing down of the sounds of the wheels clanking against the rails. And there is a bit of swaying back and forth on this train. The trees are getting smaller and smaller. Less foliage and fewer animals now, for they are getting tinier and tinier. Even the birds are changing and becoming fewer and fewer. I hope you have brought a sweater along, for it is beginning to get a bit chilly up at this altitude, so feel free to clothe yourself in warm clothes. The train continued to go up this very, very steep mountain. Now it looks like you can almost see the top. Not quite. But somewhat alarming is that this particular train seems to be going slower and slower and slower as this mountain gets steeper and steeper and steeper. Suddenly, in the front, there's the opening of a door of the train. And what appears is a man you have not seen before, but this man must be the engineer. He wears a hat of an engineer and the clothes of an engineer. He rushes somewhat frantically to where you are sitting, for remember, you are the only one on this train. And he says to you, "I have something to report of some concern. I thought that enough wood had been loaded on to the engine, but for some reason, and I cannot tell you what it is, we don't appear to have enough wood for the train to actually get to the very tippy top of the mountain and then over to the other side. No problem if we can just get to the top, because as you can guess, we'll be able to just slide down. The brakes work well enough, but I don't know really what to do about it. I'm quite frantic, and I do apologize to you, because this is certainly not what I thought would happen for you on this, what I know is a most special and important journey that you are taking. But I might suggest, if I could, there is something you could do that would help greatly, I think. You see, if we can just shed some weight, I believe there's a chance that we could actually pass over the top of the mountain. And I know this is a lot to ask, but it's really to the point of an if or. That is, if you could just take some of what you have put on your train, and if you could just toss it off the side, we'd have less weight, and I do think that we'll be able to get over the top. The engineer turns and moves to the very front of the car, opens up the door quickly, and exits in a flash, because you see, his work is at the engine. There's one choice then, and that is to begin throwing overboard whatever you can find, especially those heavy items. For the engineer must be right. This is the only way to get over the top of the mountain. So find whatever you can find to toss. Did you bring a wheelchair? You're going to have to toss it over. That's certainly heavy. Did you bring a metal cane? Well, sorry, but that's got to go. That's got too much weight to it to be able to be of any benefit now. What did you bring on your trip that has a lot of weight? How about, did you bring notifications about nursing homes? All of those brochures, you know, about places that you can go when you get older. Did you bring those brochures and those materials with you? I'm sorry, those are very heavy. Those must be tossed overboard now, for this train will never go over the top unless there is less weight there. quickly. Whatever bags you can toss, whatever items you have brought that have weight, and that really you can live without, please toss them over now, for this train will never make it over to the top unless you do. And there is no schedule for a second train. This is it. This is your chance. You either do it or you don't do it. So now, scan through everything that you've brought. In the time that you have left, toss it. Toss it out the windows. Toss it out the doors. Toss it however you can toss it. But get rid of every item you can possibly get rid of that you have brought with you now. Everything. A popping sound at the very front of your car, and here all of a sudden is the engineer again racing. His face is in your face. I'm very sorry, but I know what you are doing is helping, but it doesn't look like we're going to make it. Can you please, anything else, please throw it out. Not yourself, I mean. You must stay. But anything else you can throw overboard that's not essential, that you think is essential, can you please, please discard it? The engineer flies away in a flash. The door slams. What else is there? Well, throw it overboard. What else is there? There must be something else that can lighten up this train. Ah, I know something you've forgotten about. Collect together now each and every one of the negative thoughts that you are holding on this trip. Do it now, all of them. Collect them all together, for those must also go overboard if you expect to get to the top of this mountain. Collect them together, all the negative thoughts, all the judgments, all the negatives, all the reasons why not. Collect them all together now. Everything. Everything you've thought about. And throw them overboard. Get rid of them now. I can see it, I have to tell you. There's one negative thought that you're still holding, and you haven't tossed it overboard yet. It's going to be necessary for you to toss it if you expect to get over the top of the mountain. That's the thought that you're not going to make it. Toss that one. Oh, is there another thought? Is the thought, I might as well give up. This is too much trouble. I've given up too much already. Do you have that thought? Do you have that negative thought? If you do, it's time to toss that too, now, without hesitation. You're not going to make it over the top of the mountain if you hold that thought. There is a thought that helps. I can do it. I can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Over my dead body will I ever give up. I can do it. I can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Over my dead body will I ever give up. This will happen. I can do it. I can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Over my dead body will I ever give up. This will happen. The clank of the door at the front. And again, you know the scene, it's familiar. The train is struggling. The clinks of the wheels on the tracks are now very few and far between. You can see the top, but you're not quite there. There must be at least 100 yards left to be able to get to the summit, to the place that's required before you can gently slink your way down the other side of the mountain. The engineer is again in your face. and you're a bit sick of looking at him. So, here's the deal. I'm out of wood. No more fuel for this engine. As you can see, no more trees to chop. Have you tossed everything? I'm afraid the answer is yes. I don't know what to say, but the engineer says to you, I don't know what to do. How about pushing the train? Would that help? Oh, the engineer says, I've never heard of such a thing. We've never done it that way. I've always gotten over the mountain for other people. There's always been enough fuel, but I'm sorry. That's never been the case for me. I've never had to ask anybody to get out of the train and push the train over the mountain. Looks like it's the only choice left. Well, the engineer says, why don't we give it a try? So as the train now very, very slowly is chugging up to the top of this mountain, almost about to run out of fuel, you and the engineer exit very carefully out the steps and move to the very back of the train and begin to push. Push with whatever power and strength you have. Push this train inch by inch so that it will reach the top of the mountain. Setting your intention, going into a place of martial power. The place is called the Tan 10, 2 inches below the belly button. Fire that up. Red engine hot. You might have to help the engineer do the same. He's not in that great physical shape. Both of you, martial arts strength. In this place, you have the force and the power to push anything, anywhere, anytime, of any weight. Take a breath. Get set. Focus. Materialize the train at the very top of the mountain. Keep the faith that it will happen. And push. Push now. Push the train now. Push. It's now inches before the top of the mountain. Are you ready to give up? Can you feel that energy? Are you ready to give up? Feel that energy now. It has a low frequency. It will get you nowhere. Turn the switch. Turn the switch on. I can do it. I can do it. Over my dead body, will I ever give up? Reset that martial power now. Bubble up that Tan 10. Make it red hot. Help the engineer do the same. And on the count of three, push once again. One, two, get set, and three. Push the train up together, step by step. As now, the train begins to go a little bit faster, a little bit faster, just a few inches to go, almost to the top. Getting set, feeling the power of persistence. The engineer, all of a sudden, runs over to the side, jumps into the train, because you see somebody has to be in the engine, for the train might fall all the way over to the other side. Push. You are the only one pushing now. Push. It's only up to you for this train to be at the very top. Push. Persist. Feel the power of persistence. Feel what it feels like to make it happen. focus, materialize what it will feel like when you're at the top of the mountain. You are staying on track. You have the faith that it will happen. It will happen. It will happen. Give up over my dead body. Push. And by God, what you now notice is this train all of a sudden is picking up speed, and it is beginning to go over on to the other side of the mountain. The engineer stops the train because, of course, you must get back on. But before you do, you walk very, very slowly and proudly and competently and powerfully to the summit of this mountain. Standing there now on the summit of this mountain, you look down to where you have been before. You look down at all of the strewn baggage on the mountainside, the baggage that you no longer need to carry with you to the other side. And you look over to your train. The little train that could. And you take your two arms and raise them high up into the air. And you celebrate the victory of persistence. You celebrate and honor the power of the energy behind what it takes to manifest your heart's desire. You have made it. You have arrived. You are there. Celebrate now. Celebrate now. Feeling the sweetness of Mother Earth under you and the air as it tingles across the back of your throat. At last, you have arrived at the summit, the place where your heart's desire sought to be today. Look now at the other side of the mountain, to the place where you are about to go effortlessly. Look down as best you can to where you are going, and in your mind's imagination, see what the other side looks like. Where are you going? With focus, materialize what the other side of this mountain looks for you. It's easy to keep the faith now, because this train needs no more power to effortlessly get you where you are going. Your persistence has paid off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have arrived at last. Carry with you always, with each and every challenge you give to yourself, the energy of this meditation. I can do it. I can do it. Over my dead body, I will never give up. Persistence will pay you handsome rewards. You can count on it.